Building people's budgets, an alternative to Tory and Labour cuts as local authorities begin discussing their spending plans for 2022 to 2023, which they will finally agree at budget setting meetings in February or March. We can already see the scale of cuts that are being prepared. Labour-led Manchester City Council is talking about an £85 million budget shortfall within the next 3 years. Liverpool City Council is planning £19 million of cuts next year, including 6% of its current spending on adult social care. There are 125 councils that can be considered Labour-led in Britain, 103 councils in England and 10 in Wales. In advance of the 2022-23 budget setting meetings, the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, an electoral coalition including the Socialist Party, the Transport Union RMT, Resist and others, has compiled statistical profiles of the budgets and reserves held by these councils. See how much reserves have they got? Tusk.org.uk. These councils together control budgets of at least £82 billion. This gives Labour-led councils a combined spending power greater than the gross domestic product of 9 EU countries and the state budgets of 16. At the same time, these councils together hold around £15.32 billion in general fund reserves, £2.07 billion in housing revenue account reserves, and £2.59 billion usable capital receipts reserves. Councils also have the ability to borrow much more, financed by reserves in the short term. In towns and cities around the country, TUSC is initiating people's budget meetings, bringing together trade unions, activists, and community organizations to draw up an outline for council budgets, based on the needs of local communities. A council prepared to introduce such a budget, which draws upon councils' reserves and borrowing powers, would win popular support. With the support of the trade unions, a campaign could be mobilized to win back funding from central government,